بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تسيد اشعار وعارف بالله حضرت اقدس حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ دا ٹائٹل از نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ خمرے کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں وہ خمرے کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن مومینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کے وا ہو رہے ہیں تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کے وا ہو رہے ہیں یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائی کو
پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں، یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں، محبت کی اختر کرامت کو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر کدا ہو رہے ہیں، محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر کدا ہو رہے ہیں، جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں، وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہی ہیں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا، اما بعد. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Ari Billah Rumi Waqt Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Nawwar Allah Marqadahum, Hazrat has put this bayan in beautiful poetic form, and Hazrat teaches us that when a person is on the right path towards building a connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and thus you'll only get in the company of the true pious servants of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And that is why Allah Ta'ala has commanded us, because Allah wants us to attain this great connection and this love with Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah Ta'ala commands us, كُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ, be with the true, righteous, pious servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then you'll see when you're in this part of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then every moment there's a different enjoyment in this part. It's not like the dry enjoyment of this world, that a person thinks he's enjoying himself, but after he goes for any party or anything, then he's got a big headache, and he's got more worries, etc. The part of the lovers of Allah Rabbul Izzat is only full of enjoyment, and as Hazrat is explaining here so beautifully, na ye jaam o meena ata ho rahe hai, that you'll find every moment Allah Ta'ala is giving you new enjoyable goblets of the drink of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And the friends of Allah Ta'ala has beautifully given the similitude of the company of the lovers of Allah Rabbul Izzat, where you will get the real drink of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Because generally people get intoxicated with the love and with the artificial intoxication of this world, and they go to all dirty places, taverns, etc. And then today people are involved in drugs, etc., and all other entertainment, and they think they're enjoying themselves. But in all those intoxications, a person loses his mind, he loses his senses, his total direction is lost, and end of the day he ends up in a mental condition. So here Hazrat is explaining that don't go for all that type of drinks and that type of enjoyment. The real enjoyment is where you will get new drinks and goblets of the taste of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Hazrat explains, just when you sincerely put your step into this path of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, you build a connection with a friend of Allah Ta'ala, then you'll find your har dam khuda par fida ho rahe hai, wo fani buto se juda ho rahe. That now you will realize that Allah gave me my life, I should be sacrificing my life for the giver of life, Allah Rabbul Izzat. And so beautifully our Hazrat teaches us, Allah Ta'ala qurbani mangte hai, lekin lete nahi. Allah asks for sacrifices, Allah wants to see our eagerness. But Allah doesn't take qurbani, Allah knows we are too weak. The friend of Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah asked him for what great sacrifices.
and he was prepared to give it. But in return, Allah gave him high, high stages. So here also Hazrat is explaining that a person who really makes an effort to give every moment of his life, that is every breath of his, sacrifice it only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you sacrifice it for the pleasure of Allah, to earn the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then you will find a person, all these artificial idols, whether it's sports, whether it's entertainment, and worse, whether it's illicit love affairs or drugs, etc., a person will just get separated from it automatically. And as our Hazrat teaches us here so beautifully, a person has a problem, whether it's drugs or whatever problem, the solution is not the rehab, the solution is not the psychologist, the solution is kunu as-sadiqeen. Come in the true righteous company of the true pious servants of Allah, and they will teach us and make us understand that why we fell into that the destruction, because we went off the wrong road. Now come back onto the right road and see, you don't need any other solution. Just turn back to Allah, and then you'll see Hazrat says, O khamre kohan to kawitar hai lekin nahe jamo meena ata ho rahe hai. That the drink, and beautifully Hazrat has mentioned here, generally among the Arabs also, it used to be regarded as very old drink. That wine that was very old, it was very precious and more delicious according to them. And Hazrat says here, that in the spot of the love of Allah, the moment you start getting the enjoyment of the company of the friends of Allah, the majlis of the friends of Allah Ta'ala, and you start for coming into the obedience of Allah, Allah Ta'ala gives you the drink of the strong wine of Allah Ta'ala. And although it is so enjoyable and very strong, but Allah Ta'ala's system is, the more you turn towards Allah, Allah Ta'ala, as our Hazrat explains, our Dada Shaykh explains in another poem so beautifully, that the ocean of the love of Allah has got no shore. So here the enjoyment only increases all the time. It's not like the people of this dunya who so foolishly say that all good things come to an end, because they don't know what is good. Their goodness is the artificial pleasures and enjoyments of this world, which our Dada Shaykh says so beautifully. May aapko mazak ki baat batau, should I tell you something of enjoyment? Everybody wants to hear something of enjoyment. So Hazrat really teaches us what is enjoyment. Mazak ki baat ye hai ke guna mein maza hai hi nahi. That there is no enjoyment in sin. So don't go towards that path. Come towards this path, and you'll see every day Allah Ta'ala will give you new goblet of the enjoyment of the drink of the love of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah will bless you with this. And then Allahu Akbar, if you carry on this path, one is you turn your direction back towards Allah, although that strong urge of entertainment, that haram entertainment is pulling you, but you just may be firm and come regularly to the majlis of the friends of Allah, and you'll see Allah Ta'ala will turn your direction. And you'll see, you'll hear what you will get, enjoyments all the time. And a person who taught many youngsters who just came a few moments in the company of the friends of Allah, they used to think that we get enjoyment in music, in the clubs, in the dance clubs. But when they came in the zikr majalis and in the company of the friends of Allah, then they realized, here's real enjoyment. Here is real that entertainment, and there is all that terrible destruction. So Hazrat says that to get this, it's a very, very precious gift. It's not so easy, it's not so cheap, but just a little courage. And what is this courage? Kabhi qalb dekar, kabhi jaan dekar, rahe ishq mein ya ba wafa ho rahe. That sometimes you'll have to break your heart, you'll have to give your heart. Your heart is pulling you in the wrong direction. Your friends are calling you towards the opposite direction. You break your heart. It's majlis I have to go to in the company of the friends of Allah. And when you come in the company of the friends of Allah, you are indirectly in the company of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So what better company can you get? The entertainer, the creator of all good, of all enjoyment. Allahu Akbar. Here you will get such enjoyment you can't imagine. Then to break your heart becomes very easy. Guna chorna asaan nahi hoga, mazedar hoga. Now to leave sin, all the bad company and all the wrong company, It won't be easy, it will be enjoyable. And kabhi jaan dekar, sometimes you'll have to give your life for the pleasure of Allah. And we read the beautiful life of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, their lives, how they gave everything for the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And for their lives also they gave. The command of Allah was more precious than their lives. Today, sadly, we want to save our lives and break the commands of Allah. It doesn't ever work like it. Where can we get then an idea of what is the enjoyment and the drink of the love of Allah Ta'ala? You'll have to give your life sometime. There'll be threats and people will tell you, you'll get sick or this will happen to you. They lock you up. You give your life for the pleasure of Allah and see, in the part of the love of Allah, rahe ishq mein, this is the part of the lovers. This is not the part of intelligence that you use your logic or you follow all the wrong scientists, etc. This is the part of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. And so beautifully it is mentioned, our Dada Shaykh says, a person who likes to be an up-to-date person. He is a very, so to say, he is in his office and he is dressed up well all the time. Allah gave him tawfiq now to go for Hajj. And he puts all his fancy clothing one side. And he puts himself into a haram, two simple cloths, reminding himself that I'm on my journey to Allah. This is my kafan. His brains are telling him that what's wrong with you? You are a man of up to date, and our Dada Shaykh says so beautifully, don't worry to be up to date, worry of your expiry date. That is more important. So when his brains are telling him, he tells his brains, you keep quiet. This is a matter of love. When it comes to love, then you give your life for Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah give me and all of us a understanding of this reality. And then Hazrat says that now a person will realize in the part of the love of Allah, how to be loyal. Khushi apni unki khushi par lutakar. Hum ab ahle dik ahle sidq wa safa ho rahe. Now we learn from the lovers of Allah Ta'ala how to gain this love of Allah, that all my desires, I will smash it to pieces for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Because the greatest thing, وَرِضْوَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ, what then can be greater of than the happiness and the joy of Allah Rabbul Izzat, when a person is prepared to sacrifice all his desires for the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then Hazrat says, now only you realize, Ahle Sidq wa Safa ho raha hai. Now you will also think and you will realize that you are walking in the path of the true lovers of Allah, the Sadiqeen, the truthful people, and your heart will start becoming pure, and now you will start getting enjoyment to be early in the masjid, getting enjoyment to be making tilawah, to be making your salah properly, and staying away from wrong company. There's no question with regard to that. So for this, Hazrat explains, this is not a cheap price, but Allah Ta'ala has made it easy also. That kabhi pi rahe lahu arzu ka mitakar khudi ba khuda ho raha hai. And in this part of the love of Allah Ta'ala, a person realizes the more you come in the company of Allah, that me, I'm totally useless, filth and dirt. Allah is pure. And a person realizes, I have to annihilate myself. So sometimes you have to drink your own blood. And you have to drink your end. In other words, you have to sacrifice all your desires, all the temptations, etc. In other words, annihilate yourself. Whether it's even in the part of Allah Ta'ala, so to say, you want some honor, you want some respect, you want some name and fame, all that you have to sacrifice. And this is the part of the lovers of Allah, that fana'iyat, that a person has to annihilate himself, he has to totally destroy his ego, then a person becomes ba khuda. Then only you can get connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Hazrat explains, now a person realizes, how am I passing my life? That even my ibadat is rotten. Everything of mine is rotten. So tujhe ho mubarak ye ashq nadamat. Nahi babu ulfat ke wa ho rahe. Now Hazrat explains, you'll realize, you start making tawbah. Istighfar, on your good deeds you make istighfar in tawbah. Then Hazrat says, this tears of regret is very, very blessed. That now you'll see new chapters of the love of Allah Ta'ala open to your heart. And see what enjoyment you, a young person, but what enjoyment you'll get here, you can't explain to your friends. You just want them to come, but they don't listen, you come. Hazrat says, ye shaan-e karam hai ke nalaiqon par. Karam unke har dam ata ho rahe hai. And Hazrat explains that this is only the special honor and grace of Allah Ta'ala upon us, that people that are totally unworthy. And like Hazrat says, if you want to become a worthy servant of Allah and you think I'm useless, to agar tu na laike, to laiko ke khidmat mein aa jao. If you are worthless and unworthy, just come sit in the company of those people that are worthy and or accepted servants of Allah. Then you'll see every moment Allah's special rahmat is descending on them. We will also get the love of Allah Ta'ala, and we will also get the special mercies of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The Hazrat finally mentioned, Muhabbat ki akhtar karamat to dekho, ke sultan hokar gada ho raha hai. Then Hazrat explains that look at the karamat, that is the miracle of the spark of the lovers of Allah, that a person just gets a drop of the love of Allah, and he realizes, this is what I should sacrifice myself from. Now you can be a king also, but you'll sacrifice that kingdom for the pleasure of Allah. Like Sultan Ibrahim Ibn Adam Rahmatullah Ali, he was the king of the time, but he still felt, I don't have that connection with Allah. He sacrificed his whole kingdom and what he became. So Allah Ta'ala give us the true understanding and the reality of this great part of the
Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem amma ba'd. Kitab of Mawlana Ash-Shawali Thani Rahmatullah Ali, mentioning the solutions to the problems of the Ummah. Chapter number 22, abstaining from sin. Continuing or discussing all sins last week, different forms of sins with regards to money, especially inheritance, putting pressure on a person and taking the person's wealth, etc. Hazrat Salim radiallahu anhu raised on the authority of his father that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man who usurps even one cubit of land belonging to another will be garlanded with the weight of that land as far as it extends into the seven earths. He will steal somebody's land. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed the taker and giver of bribery. In another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed the agent who arranged the bribe as well. In the case of bribery, two are exceptions, where one is not able to escape the oppression and injustice of an oppressor, but by giving a bribe, it will not be sinful to give a bribe in such circumstances, but it will always remain haram for one to accept a bribe. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited liquor and gambling. All forms of intoxicants are covered by this hadith. Insurance, lotteries, etc. are all forms of gambling which are prohibited. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah has commanded me to destroy all musical instruments. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the fornication of the eyes is to look with lust. The fornication of the tongue is to speak lustful things. The fornication of the hand is to touch with lust. The fornication of the feet is to walk towards lust. And the fornication of the heart is to desire evil. These forms of fornication are stepping stones to the final act of zina, fornication. Intermingling with the opposite sex gives rise to such acts which also lead to fornication. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the major sins are to commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disobedience to parents, killing an innocent person, and to take a false oath. Shirk means to associate any created being or object in the worship or in the specific attributes of Allah ta'ala, such attributes which belong to Him exclusively. Among the practices of shirk prevalent in our time are worshipping of graves of the awliya Allah. The awliya Allah are the created beings and servants of Allah Ta'ala. Worshipping their graves by means of sajda, ruku, tawaf of the graves is among the worst acts of shirk. Kissing the graves of the awliya and adorning the graves with bed sheets are also linked to the practice of shirk. Taking a vow in the name of some wali of Allah Ta'ala. A vow can only be taken in the name of Allah Ta'ala, not in any wali. Believing that Allah Ta'ala has assigned the affairs of the universe to created beings in such a way that the created beings act independently of the will of Allah Ta'ala. The belief that the awliya Allah are able to grant children wishes and du'as. In consequence of this belief of shirk, people direct their du'a directly to the awliya Allah instead of directly to Allah Ta'ala. This obedience to parents applies to all such things which are not in contradiction to the law of Allah Ta'ala. Obedience to parents is of paramount importance, but obedience to parents is not permissible in such things which are haram. It is not permissible to obey parents if their wishes conflict with the wishes of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give us true understanding.